The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? It is Monday, November 28th. This is your daily sports betting brand of record. We call it the Early Edge. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sports Line, the best value in all sports betting, and it's not close. I tell you what, whether you like football at the World Cup, whether you like football in the NFL, what a weekend, what a day. And today, 2 more amazing games in the middle of the night right now. Ghana trying to hold on 3-2 at the World Cup. It has been amazing. But as always here at the brand, before we look forward, we must always look back. The most transparent show in all sports betting as well. Early in the day, not so good. Kind of a ho-hum day, as I like to say. But then things got a little bit better. AB started hitting things. Sunday Night Football, it's amazing when everything is hitting. 47-40. Hopefully you followed me too. I told you live on the show, play the over. It hit in the first half. But if you really watched us live last night, then you know that you, oh yeah, dong, dong. Let's go +625 for the goose from Prop Stars doing work on Early Edge Live. Wow. That was all last night and yesterday. But as always, we're thinking about you at home. And today, I know it's a made-up holiday, but we'll roll with it. Cyber Monday, we've got an incredible sale for you. We want you repping the brand wherever you go, worldwide. 30% off. Take that QR code that you see on the screen right now, put it into your phone, and you will get 30% off using that promo code CYBER when you check out. Get a cool Early Edge shirt and join the fam. Busy day. Our week ends on Monday. And today at the brand, we are busy. In addition to our morning show, we have Early Edge in 5 at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Then, of course, Early Edge Live tonight, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Steelers and the Colts wrapping up week 12 of Monday Night Football. All right, I think that's all the housekeeping I need to do. And Ghana did hold on 3-2 live and in living color. Let's bring in the stars of the show. And you know, when you got a World Cup like this, that you need crew members that are willing to dig deep, to go where other people will not go physically, mentally, emotionally. Buckets, are you okay?
I am okay, guys. I am alive. I am still here. Went to the doctor yesterday, and we were trying to figure out whether I have the flu or whether it's because I've woken up at 4 a.m. every day for the past week and started drinking at 4 a.m. for these World Cup games. So trying to get sorted, but I'm here, and I'm doing all right.
That is very, very, very good to hear. Now, I know you told me prior to the show, you said the only time I'm coughing is when I'm laughing. And so you guys can't make me laugh. So I decided to bring in our least funny crew member that we have at the Early Edge. AB, good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning. You are absolutely correct. Now, I was trying to do my most serious face of all time. You know what? Hey, Buckets, I mean, you're sick because you're smoking on that World Cup pack and just crushing it. So well done.
It's been a lot of fun. We've had picks on every single game this morning so far. 11 total goals. 11 in the 2 games and 2 more games still to come. So, gentlemen, if you don't mind, let's jump right into it. Storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And I got to tell you, Buckets, a lot of people complained prior to the World Cup. Oh, the timing of the games. It's during NFL season. Nobody's going to watch. Wait a second. Record ratings so far. It's just the opposite of what everybody said. So we're in for it. We're all in here, and I know you are too. Set the stage. What do we have coming up today and this week?
Well, originally, Coach, I was going to talk about how in all the World Cup games, betting the under might be the way to go. But after these two games this morning, I had to switch up my storyline here a bit because we have seen some crazy games so far. But what I do want to talk about is how the first week has looked. We are now officially 1 week into the World Cup, and usually after that first week, you start to see that a lot of these teams have already kind of guaranteed their spot in qualification through to the round of 16. However, in this World Cup, we're just not seeing that. Only a single team so far has automatically qualified for the next round, that is being France, as they have won both of their games with ease there, grabbing 6 points. But every other group is wide open right now because of all the upsets we're seeing. Saudi Arabia beating Argentina, Japan beating Germany, Costa Rica beating Japan, Morocco beating Belgium. It's just been a crazy first week of the World Cup. And because of that, these second and third games mean so much more because there are all these spots open still to take. So something we want to keep an eye on. We're going to see teams finally in a position where they have to play to win. So we could see this overtrend continue to hit in this next week of games.
Yeah, Bradley in the chat said, don't bet unders when both teams need to win. We saw that today. When you play an aggressive, wide-open game, it spells goals. And we still have Brazil coming up against Switzerland. I'd be very careful with that one. But then we'll have a pick on Portugal and Uruguay, which is the 2 p.m. Eastern start today. So buckets, hang tight. We'll try not to make you laugh. I can promise you that. Now, our weekend's on Monday for a reason, because the NFL is our bread and butter. And tonight, you got two teams, AB, that aren't technically out of the playoff race, but they need to be perfect the rest of the way. You're up.
Yes, sir. All right, so we have the Steelers at the Colts tonight. I'll give you a little nugget here, actually a couple nuggets. You know how many times the Steelers have scored a touchdown over 10-plus yards this season? Yeah, the answer is one, and they did it last week. And in fact, an NFL team going 9 straight weeks in the NFL season and not scoring a touchdown of 10-plus yards, first time it's happened since the 1932 Staten Island Stapletons. Yes, I know that we all remember sweating that season for them. Yeah. All right, now, look on the Colts side, all right? 2-0 against the spread under Jeff Saturday. The Colts, the under is 9-2 this season. Second best, only behind the Broncos. Colts games, they averaged 35.7 points per game. Again, second fewest behind the Denver Broncos. So you're looking at a total in the high 30s tonight. Just something to keep an eye on.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Why would I want to look for a total in the high 30s tonight? I want to have fun, AB. I want to have fun.
Oh, you're about to have some fun in a minute.
All right. I like that tease. All right, let's get into it. Our board for the day. And if you're not a Sportsline member yet, what are you doing? I mean, there has never been a better time to try us out than right now. But I'll do you a solid. Use a promo code early, and I'll give you 30 days for free. You get buckets. You get AB, all my cappers, all the World Cup articles. You get everything. Then after that, I'm going to charge you a lot, $10 a month. Not a pick, not a department, not a sport, a month. Now, we got one play from Sportsline right now. We're going to the NBA. Yeah, the NBA's still playing, if you didn't know. Now, we're going to go Suns pick'em at the Kings. Now, this is a great spot for us because the Kings have been really good to start the season. However, they're starting to fade a little bit, as we knew they would. They don't play a lot of defense. They're an over team, but the Suns are one of the best teams in the entire NBA, and now they're starting to get things going. So we intersect at Pick'em. In a month, this line would be 4 or 5. So let's take Pick'em tonight. Late start, 10 p.m. Eastern, but I'll keep track of it for you out here on the West Coast. Now, buckets. My man Steven in the chat just put up that he likes Portugal and Uruguay both teams to score. Do you like that too?
Funny you ask that. That is actually going to be my first pick on the show here today. You know we love our both teams to score action. As we mentioned earlier in the show, when both teams need to win, that's where you're going to see goals happen. Portugal showed in their first game against Ghana, yes, they're capable of scoring, but maybe their defense isn't quite where they'd want it to be. On the other hand, you have a Uruguay team that came off of this into a 0-0 draw against South Korea, and now they have to find points here. A draw is not good enough. You've got two teams that will be playing desperate to get all 3 points here, which means we love the both teams to score in this match, especially at +105. You got to take that. You just have to. Then I've actually got a second play for us that is not a World Cup play at all. It's not any big league, but it's still good value. We're going to Spain's La Liga 2. So this is the second flight of Spanish soccer. And I went through and checked all the rosters, and none of these guys are good enough to be on the Spain World Cup team, which means we're not worrying about any weird roster mix-ups. We've got UD Ibiza versus FC Andorra, and we're taking Andorra draw no bet at -130. Ibiza is the worst team in all of Spanish soccer. They have not won a single game in their last 10 and are sitting in 22nd on the La Liga 2 table. They're playing an Andorra side that has won 5 of their last 6. And I'll be honest, I just think the books are so focused on the World Cup, they're kind of ignoring these leagues like La Liga 2. So this is tremendous value. And I might even play the money line here for Andorra at +130 for a sprinkle as well.
Wow. Are any other soccer cappers paying attention to anything but the World Cup? We are. We are. And Buckets, I got a little trivia question for you. Where do they never say, oh, that's not a ticket from the World Cup, I can't cash that? Where do they never say that at?
Here? There?
AB, can you help me out?
At the pay window, sir.
Thank you. At the pay window, Buckets.
Here.
The pay window. The pay window.
No, the only answer better than here is there.
You just said here. Or there. Oh my God.
I said y'all can't make me laugh. That was my one rule under the show.
Dude, I didn't do it. You did it to yourself. You literally did it to yourself. Everybody in the chat, literally everybody watching, knew it was the pay window, except for the person who's on the crew who should have known the answer was the pay window.
There.
Here. Over. Behind, oh my God, Bucket.
Pronouns, pal.
All right, Buckets. While Buckets gets a hold of himself, AB, could you please save the show, sir?
I'll attempt to. Look, and it's funny because Buckets, like, you look at him and it's just so sweet. Then you remember that he's like 6'10" and has tattooed sleeves all down his arms. So it's fantastic. All right, look, like Drake. Man, we got trust issues with this game tonight, right? It's tough to trust either of these teams. So we figured out how to go about playing it. What you can trust with both of them are their defenses, okay? So first off, the no-fly zone is open on both quarterbacks tonight. We're going to go Matt Ryan over half an interception. We're also going to go Kenny Pickett over half an interception, -135, -120. Priced actually pretty affordable there because I think both offenses are going to sputter. Both defenses should get them in. Next, again, points. We want to play it over, right? We always do. We're going to take the Colts first half, team total over 9.5. We're going to take the Colts second half, team total over 9.5. They will have success running the football, moving the football down the field. Touchdown and a field goal. That's all we need on either side. We should get it. I'm not going to say easy because nothing is easy in sports betting, but 9.5 under that key number of 10. Yeah, like it on both sides. Now, we also have two plays because it's College Football Conference Championship Week. First off, Southern Cal, money line against Utah. Take it. The spread is moving. Go ahead and grab that money line now while it is affordable. Don't mess with the spread. Don't need to. Take the money line. Trojans win. Trojans have all the opportunities and advantages to get in the College Football Playoff. They have to win this game. They'll win this game. Next, TCU, money line in the Big 12 championship. Same thing. They want to get in the conference champion, or they want to get in the College Football Playoff. They have to win this game. Don't mess around with the spread. Take the money line. Do it while it's attractive. You will thank yourself on Saturday.
You know, part of the reason USC is at minus 145, people forget when they played Utah in the regular season, they're up like 14, and it was like a crazy bananas finish, or they would have dominated the entire game, but they end up losing by one. Love that money line play. By the way, I thought about you yesterday, because you know how much we hate it when we hear an announcer say something. We say, how come we didn't play that? He goes, Justin Herbert has thrown an interception now in six straight games. And I'm like, AB, how did we not play that with the Chargers?
Yeah, I know.
That's all right. You had a good day. You had a good day. I just thought of you when that came up.
No, that's a good one.
All right. Buckets, are you good now? Quick question. It's just Drip. A little ironic. Drip says, Buckets fighting for his life. How you feel? Don't laugh, Buckets. I'm just trying to host the show.
Now, Coach.
Yes.
I was going to say, look, one for Buckets because our boy is sick and we need to get him better. And number two, the Monday return from holiday work day, it stinks. It's one of the worst days of the year. So come up with a little surprise for everyone, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, I'm here for whatever you have, sir. Please enlighten us.
Yes, sir. Everybody I know that work right now, it stinks. You hate it. It's awful stinks. Being there. So I'll tell you what, the AB3 is back. For this week, we are going to go three plays on the money line. You will thank yourself on Saturday. Go ahead and do it right now. Take Georgia on the money line against LSU. Take Michigan on the money line against Purdue. And take USC on the money line against Utah. You could get that around plus 100, minus 105, depending on your book. Just go ahead and do it right now before the public even realizes that these games are up and ready to bet, because these numbers are going to go through the roof as the week goes along. So do it right now, and you will thank yourself on Saturday.
So here's what I want to do, because I want to reward some people too. I want – you see all that cool early edge. We have some swag left over, don't we? Do we, AB, have some swag left over?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we got two things that we still need to do. So we're going to call this one, out of respect for Buckets, the puke parlay. This is the puke parlay. And if the puke parlay hits on the weekend, we will send one very lucky person a little early edge swag bag. But I need right now in the chat for you just to type Buckets. If you want to play, type Buckets. We'll take a look at the chat and we'll enter you in the puke parlay. If it hits, somebody's going to win. And then Jeffrey in the chat said, Coach, where is the Mama Buckets and the Mama Coach parlay? I told you all, it would be on Early Edge Live, because it's going to be Monday Night Football, and it's going to be a pick from the World Cup tomorrow. So tonight, live at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, you got to tune in, because if we hit the Mama Buckets and the Mama Coach parlay, somebody else is going to win. Straight from me. Cool, cold, hard cash. But you got to tune in live tonight to get it. Buckets, do you think you could stay upright long enough to get your mom to send in the pick? Can we do that?
Yeah, we can. We can definitely do that.
Oh my God, it's like having a little brother on the show. You just never know where it's gonna go. You just never know where it's gonna go. Don't laugh. All right, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here's the recap, courtesy of Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. AB, this has been a great formula as of late. Colts. First half, team total over 9.5. Colts, second half, team total over 9.5. Matt Ryan, he's going to throw an interception. Kenny Pickett, we believe he will too. Then, it's never too early. These money line prices are going to shoot, we believe, through the roof by the weekend. It's championship weekend. USC on the money line, TCU on the money line. Then, Buckets, the 2 p.m. Eastern game today. Portugal, Uruguay, the fighting Cristiano Ronaldo's. Plus 105, both teams to score. My favorite bet in soccer. Thank you, Buckets. And then La Liga 2, that is Spain. La Liga 2, little FC Andorra. He says the number is off so much on this play, he's going to bet the draw, no bet, which a tie is a push. You get your money back. And then on the money line, where a tie isn't a push and you don't get your money back. That's how much he loves this SC Andorra pick. Then one play from Sports Science, Suns on the pick'em line in Sacramento to take on the Kings. And then the puke parlay from AB, Georgia, Michigan, USC, plus 100. And somebody won a prize pack. Oh, I see a bunch of people typing in Buckets. Oh, they all want to play. They all want a shot at it. I love giving away stuff. I love the crew. I love the chat. We all love our mamas tonight at 7:30 p.m. Very first mama parlay on the early edge. But until then, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight. Buckets. It's the pay window for my entire crew. Love them all. Even a sick Buckets. AB. Jake the Snake always doing work on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. Tell all your friends if there's one place you want to come and laugh a little bit, smile a little bit, maybe cry a little bit, maybe cough a little bit. There's only one place. Everybody's welcome at the early edge. Good luck.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.